to have clear understanding of your clients, your business, your organization. Make sure that the most relevant topics are discussed, precise questions are asked, and all that briefly, quickly, to the point. What does good leadership mean to you, Lightwolf? Do you have your own definition of this complex and versatile term? It means a lot of similar but slightly different things to many people. So what is it for you? For me, leadership means adding sustainable value by helping others do what's right. And with this introduction, a warm welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast. My name is Stefan, and I'm happy to share a few of the experiences I made during 30 years in leadership roles. Welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, Level Up Lightwolf, converse as equals. So no matter whether this is the first time you join this podcast, then a warm welcome, or you are one of the already 23,000 people back in November who have been listening and part of this community within the month of November 2020, then welcome back. No matter whether this is first or repeat, I guess that some of the things we'll talk about today will resonate with you. The starting point of today's title was in reflecting about what state and what has changed over leadership in the last 30 years. And when I joined the corporate world as a young intern, leadership was defined much more in hierarchical terms, in top and bottom, and in power-based terms, and in other terms, in wisdom and knowledge terms, in terms that were true and probably right for that old world. Nowadays, leadership has changed drastically, particularly, I think, in the last 5 to 10 years. And COVID-19, in my view, has only accelerated trends that had been going on anyway. And as I said, I think in the old world, leadership was top-down, it was hierarchical, it was the boss announcing, and the employees to follow and execute. Now, modern leadership is very, very different. Why is it different? Well, it's different because it's much faster. Because people with whom you converse as equals, these people will not only work along, they will also think along, and hence be faster themselves, and make everyone around them faster. And if you are their leader, if you are their Lightwolf, if you are their boss, then they will help you be faster. But that requires conversing as equals, rather than commanding top down. Furthermore, conversing as equals and modern leadership reduce cost. Because good employees who might be targets to poach away by other companies will appreciate alternative offers but decide to stay with you and your firm. Why? Because you lead them well. And poor leadership, specifically poor leadership of the direct boss, still remains by far the biggest reason for people to leave a company. So it's a huge opportunity for you as a leader, for your boss, for every leader in your organization to quickly internalize the essence of modern leadership, including conversing as equals. Another reason why modern leadership is so important beyond speed, beyond reducing cost, is it keeps your top talents. Because top talents, particularly young top talents, don't want to be talked at. They don't want to be commanded. They don't want to be told what to do day in and day out. They want to lead together with you. They want to take responsibility for decisions and results. And that requires conversing as equals. Think about Hannah and Michi. Those two drivers behind our podcasts and our social media appearance. They are partners. They are very, very important partners and wonderful human beings. Imagine what they would do if I, as an owner of this company, were to simply announce to them what to do. They would probably leave faster than I could say stop, and they would be right. So good leadership, modern leadership, even if it is hard to do consistently well, even under pressure, is probably the best thing you can do as a leader to keep your top talents with your business and keep them motivated. And the final reason why it's different nowadays versus 30 years ago, it's because modern leadership simply gives you better results. I know it. I know it from research that clearly shows that strong leaders double profit growth versus the average pool of the many good ones. So it pays for a firm. And I know it firsthand from our own company, from our own business, from our business results. I know that particularly when it comes to social media and podcasts, but frankly, sometimes going beyond this, Michi and Hannah are much better than me. So my role is to ask, we discuss, and then I often follow their advice. This is why modern leadership matters. And all this can only be done when we level up, when we converse with our colleagues as equals. And if you're the most junior person in any kind of team or environment, then take the stage when you have something to contribute, level up and converse as equals, even with your most senior boss. And if reversely, you as the lead wolf, as the light wolf, you are the most senior person in the room, then immediately take the level of everyone else and converse as equals. Because this hierarchy-based power, I have never been a fan of. I never liked it. Honestly, I never respected hierarchies in and of themselves. I respect quality. And quality can come from the most senior person in the room. And I was blessed that it often did. I was often surrounded by very strong leaders. But it can come from anyone in the room. Yeah? Quality is not guaranteed by hierarchy. And that's why we should always converse as equals. Now, this is, I think, the essence, and that was the inspiration why I decided to dedicate an entire podcast to the topic. And all this can only be done when we level up, when we converse with our colleagues as equals, and when we take hierarchy out of the room. Three things I suggest you could think about in terms of getting more performance, more motivation, and more results and fun out of everyone around you in terms of leveling up and conversing as equals. Number one, ask questions instead of speaking in monologues. If good leadership means helping others do what's right, then others do not need directions, directives, or announcements. They don't need monologues. People need orientation, motivation, connection. And how do you create meaning? One of the best ways to do it is through really insightful, good questions, followed by real good listening. How do you create motivation? By finding the pressure points, by finding the barriers, and then by having a good conversation as equals, helping your partner remove those barriers. And how do you make connection? Often also through good questions, by really understanding what are the triggers of your partner, having conversations on the things that matter to him or her and relate them to the business, and always leveling up, valuing your colleagues' contributions. If you're interested in practicing these techniques, then join one of our Lightwolf leadership training programs or contact me and book a call in Calendly, and we speak for half an hour informally, open-end, on figuring out what might be possible to do to establish modern leadership in your team and in your company. So my tip number one for leveling up is ask questions instead of speaking in monologues. Tip number two, adopting a perspective for success. The best leaders I've ever met have long internalized that success is not about them at all. It's about the others. It's about how these leaders affect, support, challenge, and grow everyone around them. So it's about the others. And one way to do it is to have clear understanding of your clients, your business, your organization. Make sure that the most relevant topics are discussed, precise questions are asked, and all that briefly, quickly, to the point. And that you choose the right level for the conversation. Sometimes it's a very strategic level you would like to take. Sometimes it's very operational, and operational perspectives are key, because the strategy that matters most is the ones that gets executed and that your customers perceive. Sometimes it's an individual perspective, sometimes it's a whole company perspective. And always, always ask your questions, lead the conversation, starting from the other person's perspective. Pick them up where they are, rather than where you want them to be. Yes, it can sometimes slow you down. It can sometimes be a little bit annoying to invest this time. But I promise, it is always time well invested. So first connect with people where they are, and then have the conversation to encourage them, to help them, to move them where you know it's right. So tip number two is adopting a perspective for success and taking the other person's perspective first. And tip number three to level up and converse as equals is from I to we. One mindset I observe almost consistently in the many people who I deem successful is that no one of us is as strong as all of us. Also one of the favorite quotes my longest ever boss shared, and I completely agree with it. No one of us is as strong as all of us. Alluding to the power of team, if you do it right. The second thing in this attitude from I to we is not to say I'm right, not to insist that I am right, or even worse, to figure out who was wrong and who's to blame. Wrong question. The question is not who is right, but what is right. What is the right solution to delight customers in this particular environment, in this particular situation? What is right rather than who is right? And in terms of decision making, it's not about finding the lowest common denominator that no one complains about, a compromise that doesn't hurt anyone. This kind of decision typically is the easiest to agree, but never really yields success. It is much, much better to decide what's right, particularly if it is uncomfortable and even if it hurts for a moment short term, because sometimes the right thing is inconvenient. This is also important in the context of teams. If you're part of a team, if you feel that your own team has strengths and weaknesses but is far from being a high performance team, if you feel there is not the same level of commitment all across, there is not the same level of high levels of trust all around you, that you're shying away from conflicts rather than using them effectively. Yeah? Teams, great teams are not great because they don't have conflict. Great teams are great teams because they use conflicts wisely and they use them frequently. So if any of these rings a bell with you, if you feel like your team is not performing to its full potential, then please drop an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. I'm not only a maniac in teams, I have a lot of passion and a lot of experience how to turn a team from good to great. We also have a lot of experience now, having run about 30 projects doing exactly that, helping teams in a database targeted way getting from good to great. And it's worth it. So maybe quickly, maybe soon, you and I could be on the phone talking how to help your team from good to great. So that's my third tip for leveling up conversing as equals, from I to we. In a nutshell, what are the things you can consider to upgrade the quality of your conversations, to adopt the right mindset for modern leadership? Number one, ask questions instead of speaking in monologues. Two, adopting a perspective for success, always starting from the other person's perspective. And three, mindset, from I to we. I hope today's tips will be memorable, something of value for you to think about, maybe even act on, helping you level up yourself a tiny little bit in terms of leadership behavior, helping you to become the leader you want to and will become. If you like this Lightwolf podcast, then please feel encouraged to subscribe to it. And please drop me a star rating in iTunes and maybe one or two sentences of written feedback. This written feedback for us is pure gold. Then we much better understand on how well this podcast works for you. Yes, I'm a very happy man to see how it's trending recently. We went up from 16,000 people streaming it and downloading it in October to 23,000 in November. So we are growing rapidly, and this is a great motivation for us. And if you help me understand what works well and what you'd like to see differently, maybe there is a question unanswered so far in terms of strategy or leadership that's relevant to you, then please drop it in the feedback, and maybe your question will become the title of one of the future Lightwolf podcasts. For today, I thank you very much for your precious time. I hope you've enjoyed it. And already now, I really look forward to being in touch with you again very soon here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.